What's up, space pirates? This is your captain, the Dread Pirate Dr. Disaster. And most people look forward to the weekends for a variety of reasons, but I will betcha that the folks at Ubisoft are loving the weekends more than most people because the stock market is closed, which means that at least for a few days, their stock value can't go down any further.
What's wrong with me?
I'm getting what I deserve. I'm reaping what I sow.
But the hits keep on coming for Ubisoft, and the news of multiple potential legal issues threatens to damage their company even more. Elements in the EU are accusing Ubisoft, along with some of the other worst gaming studios in the industry, of predatory anti-consumer practices, forcing players to purchase in-game currency and not being forthright about how much real money it costs, which is especially bad for kids.
That shit is gross!
Yeah, that shit is really gross, but it isn't the only bad news for Ubisoft. Word is now spreading that the Ubisoft mentorship program that we discussed the other day, which explicitly states that men are not allowed to participate in, we are hearing word that legal analysts are suggesting this is blatantly illegal. Disney is being sued for essentially the same thing, so Monday morning, when the stock market reopens, it seems likely that Ubisoft is going to be feeling even more pain. Make sure you hit the like button on the video and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. And also, don't forget to follow me over on Twitter or X or whatever it's called these days. I keep a list on there of games lousy with wokeness pinned to my account for your reference. My handle on the platform is DrDisaster1. But alright, let's look at all the shenanigans going on with Ubisoft. The news surrounding this company has been absolutely crazy this week. That is how you know these guys are in serious jeopardy, by the way. Things always start ramping up and spiraling out of control. News tends to happen really fast when sharks smell blood in the water. Everyone is coming for Ubisoft right now, and the European Union is among them. You might remember what happened this summer with the petition that was created by citizens of the EU in response to the crew being delisted by Ubisoft so that people who paid good money for the game could no longer play it. In response to that, a petition was created which has legal ramifications if it reaches 1 million signatures. As I'm sure you know, Ubisoft the other day just reversed their "gamers need to be comfortable not owning their games" BS. They reversed that and announced they are offering offline modes for their games moving forward, which always should have been an option. But now I wonder if this wasn't a way to get the EU off their case, because it looks like the European Union might be getting involved in a different anti-consumer practice. Lots of games these days require microtransactions, which is already bad enough and despised by gamers with any sense. But the worst offenders are the ones that require you to purchase forms of currency within the game, and it sounds like the European Union might be cracking down on this practice. Considering what a cash cow this is for these companies, this will not be good for Ubisoft's bottom line, which is already drooping lower than Lizzo's ass. And now, to make matters worse, it sounds like legal analyst Andrew Esquire is calling this mentorship program that Ubisoft promotes on their own website, he is saying that this is not legal. Now, I'm no lawyer, but that seems like a no-brainer to me. I wouldn't think that blatantly discriminating against men is allowed. And there are rumblings now that lawsuits might be taking place soon. As I said earlier, Disney is actually getting sued right now for essentially the same thing. I mean, here's the thing. Look at this photo. This company has clearly gone way out of their way to promote non-males in the industry, and it's exactly these people here who aren't interested in gaming. They are only there for a paycheck. It's these people who think it's more important to cozy up to the modern audience than it is to actually make games good. This mentorship program symbolizes the attitude that created the problems that Ubisoft are suffering from these days. This is what caused them to hire people who thought it would be a fine idea to add Yasuke as a main character in Assassin's Creed Shadows and create controversy in a game that was assured to be a home run for the company. Fans had been clamoring for an Assassin's Creed to be set in Japan for damn near 2 decades, and now the game is mired in controversy and promises to not sell anywhere near as many copies as it should have. It was exactly this attitude that caused them to make Kay Vess in Star Wars Outlaws an ugly chick who's basically a dude, instead of making the character modeled after the beautiful model that she was based on. These people are not gamers, they are not aligned with us, and their decisions are bringing ruination to Ubisoft because they don't understand what gamers, who are largely male, they don't understand what we want. They have built up this imaginary modern audience in their minds, but this modern audience is not coming to buy their games because they are minuscule, bordering on non-existent. And, well, this company is getting what they deserve. This mentor program is the sort of thing pushing out people with actual passion for gaming and bringing in people who just want to whine about what gaming really is. Their crashing stock is the price of this very stupid mentality. But I'm going to leave it there. I can't wait to see what happens to the stock price of Ubisoft next week. Drop your mockery of this dog shit company in the comment section below, and we will talk there.
Thanks for watching me, hearties. If you haven't already, your captain is inviting you to subscribe to the channel and become a part of the crew. Life as a space pirate may not be glamorous, but there's always plenty of booty.